Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a banger. This is a banger.
Yeah.
Crank this up a little bit, Solana. This is the best hero song that exists. I say that without equivocation. From Footloose, of course. We need a Tyler hero.
Is Footloose, that was the original?
Yeah.
Because it's on a million movies now.
Is it?
Yes.
Anytime, this song?
Anytime somebody's working out, they put this song. I remember, what was it, like the Clumps? Sherman Clump tried to work out a little bit. This was a song they played when people...
Really?
Yeah, when people train, they play this song.
It's a great song. This is Bonnie Tyler, right?
Yep.
Bonnie Tyler.
A lot of animated movies.
Crank it up.
That's a good one.
I am holding on for a hero, by the way. I've got the Miami Heat website up, and they're going to stream the Tyler Hero press conference.
If they can pull more out of him than Greg and Zach last night, because he was clicheing everybody.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, this is a young kid, right?
Yeah.
One and done.
Bro, did you watch the interviews afterwards?
Yeah.
These are babies.
Yeah.
Like, their answers are just...
They're
just
physically...
Oh.
Dominating specimens, but they're young kids.
Like, that's what people, like, people take size and say, oh, size is knowledge and size is wisdom. No, size is size. This is an 18-year-old mind. They haven't lived any life yet.
So I would say there's, what, three teams today that are absolutely beside themselves, right, after the NBA draft. You know, you get past the, right? Is that, would you agree with that?
I would say four for how the number four pick, the Lakers went and got it, and then nobody, was DeAndre Hunter wasn't up there that high, and they
right.
went and they found him, they wanted him, and they got him. I would say four teams.
I'm not saying that other teams, and I'm not saying Heat fans aren't excited, because I think Heat fans are excited. And teams are excited. I know, you know, my kid's a Bulls fan. He was happy with who they got. What was it? Kobayashi.
Kobe Smith.
The competitive eater.
Kobe White, isn't it?
Is it Kobe White?
Kobe White.
Yeah.
Beautiful hair.
He was happy that they got him beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Couldn't fit the hat on.
I love it.
But yeah, I think that there's a lot of teams, like fan bases. You know, it's different. Why does it feel different with football than basketball?
Like, you know what? And you're 100,000% right. I don't have an answer for you though, but it does feel different.
I mean, a guy like Tyler Hero could have more of a quick impact on the Miami Heat than Christian Wilkins can have with the Miami Dolphins. Don't you think?
Yes.
But you know, we get more excited over the NFL pick usually.
Bro, it was something I was talking about yesterday, and I really do believe this. The NBA does a terrible job of talking about their prospects.
You know, I disagreed with you when you said it yesterday on the air. And then as I watched the draft last night, I was like, you know what? The entire packaging of the draft is much better with the NFL than the NBA. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like the NFL, I mean, that's a 3-day holiday. This is, you know, the picks are every 5 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. You kind of know who's going first, second, third. Like, yeah, they just do a better job with it. With the NFL was covered on several networks at once.
Yeah. And the NFL, I think college football, there are a lot more stars than college basketball. And it's just more popular.
College football.
Like, I could name. If I really think about it and sit down and take time, I could probably write a list of 30 college football players.
Well, you
right
follow
now.
Football more, though, than you do college basketball. I mean, there's recognizable – again, anybody coming off Duke, essentially, you know the name, right? Cam Reddish. Like you know names.
And the one and done.
The one and done changes things.
They don't establish
bit, yeah.
their name. You know, like Kyler Murray. He wasn't nothing, but he was in school.
Well, even like Tua Tagovailoa, like he's been talked about for years. Yes. Now, again, a little bit different quarterback and national championship games and whatnot. But yeah, there's guys that you're watching for years and years and years. I mean, yeah, like think about from University of Miami. Dewan Hernandez goes to Toronto last night. I mean, there's not a fan in Raptors Nation that had ever heard of Dewan Hernandez, right? I mean, no. He didn't play a game last season.
No.
And think about the season before. Lonnie Walker goes to San Antonio. You think Spurs fans knew who Lonnie Walker was?
Nope.
That was a lottery pick, I think, right, too? He had, you know, a less than remarkable career with Miami, one and done. Like, I don't think a lot of NBA fans had ever heard of Lonnie Walker.
And the names that I'll let Solana do it if he wants to try, but those foreign names.
The international.
There's no international football players.
Right.
And you follow Alabama, you follow Clemson, I just think, same thing. We know football players. It's more covered. The names are out there, especially the big schools, the big five, you know they're stars.
Picks actually matter in the NFL, though. Like, the 32nd pick in the first draft really matters.
That's actually a valid point, too. Like, if you catch someone in the second round of the NBA draft, you catch something, you catch lightning in a bottle. If you don't, no harm, no foul.
Even in the first round, like Tyler Hero.
Right.
He might be good. He might be a role.
But you kind of, like, a lottery pick, you kind of need to hit on. Doesn't have to be a star, but it can't be a guy who doesn't make the roster.
You got to contribute. Not just make, he can't be the 15th guy. He got to contribute to two games, contribute to wins.
Well, again, Tyler Hero, the newest member of the Miami Heat, he is scheduled to meet with the Miami media at 4 o'clock, but at heat.com, it doesn't look like that press conference has started. Are you seeing it anywhere yet?
On Twitter, the Miami Heat posted video of Eric Spoelstra walking into
the locker room. I saw that, but that was a little while ago.
Right, like 20 minutes ago.
But that was on Twitter. At actual heat.com, there's a watch the thing, but it still says off air. So I don't think that's started yet, but we'll keep an eye on that. Yahoo did, though, grades, winners and losers. I love this. Winners and losers from the entirety of the draft. So here from Yahoo. Obvious winner, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, they loaded up.
Pelicans have taken the absolute best strategy after a painful breakup. They went out and found a hot new partner in Williamson. And they're wisely using part of the haul they got from the Los Angeles Lakers and the Anthony Davis deal to build around their new superstar. After starting the night with two first-round picks, they ended up making three when Atlanta traded numbers 8, 17, and 35 to move up to the number 4 pick that New Orleans had acquired in the Davis deal. The Pelicans used the number 8 pick on Texas's Jackson Hayes, the athletic 6'11 center who should immediately step in to Anthony Davis's void and be an impact rim protector in the NBA. He's raw offensively but has upside. Pelicans are in no hurry, and we know who's getting the ball in New Orleans anyway. Then they list the Phoenix Suns as a loser. We know our friend Tyler Johnson has opted in today, $19 million from the Phoenix Suns. In April, the Suns were wrapping up a valiant tanking effort with dreams of Williamson running through their heads. On Thursday night, they selected Cameron Johnson with the fruits of those efforts. Not so good. The Suns got bad bounces in the lottery, ended up with the number 6 pick. Rather than make the most of a suboptimal situation, they decided to writhe in it. With a potential difference maker and Jarrett Culver sitting on the draft board, the Suns decided to trade back with the Minnesota Timberwolves to number 11. They used the pick on UNC's Johnson, a nice 6'9", 23-year-old shooter with minimal upside and defensive and athletic liabilities. And what was the incentive in the trade to move back? Dario Saric, a 6'10 forward who does pretty much exactly the same thing Johnson does. They list the Orlando Magic, this is from Yahoo Sports, the Orlando Magic as a winner. The Magic pulled the anti-Suns, drafting a player with star potential outside of the lottery. Orlando used the number 16 pick on 6'8 Auburn forward Chuma Okeke, a player who was locked into the lottery before an ACL tear against North Carolina in the NCAA tournament, which ended his college career. At his best, he's a skilled athletic scorer and a high-level defender with tools that translate to the NBA. His ACL tear moved him well down on some draft boards, but ACL tears aren't the long-term devastating injuries they used to be. His upside is big, and these are the kind of gambles that winners make.
I hope Orlando comes up with, what's his name, Chuma?
Chuma.
Chuma O-Kiki. A little song.
O-Kiki. Yeah. Do you love me?
Something like that. I think that's smart.
They've got the Boston Celtics on Yahoo as a loser. Everybody loves that. It's becoming increasingly clear that general manager Danny Ainge's stockpile of assets and draft picks isn't going to pay off with immediate returns. Last season's disaster has morphed into a brutal offseason with a failed bid for Anthony Davis and the seemingly inevitable departure of Kyrie Irving. Al Horford's walking out the door and Boston sitting on a mountain of cap space that no elite free agent appears to be interested in. Instead of using their first-round draft pick in a trade to acquire win-now talent, the Celtics took 6'6 Indiana shooting guard Romeo Langford. He's a good athlete and an inefficient scorer with room to develop. He could turn out to be a fine NBA player, but adding a young player with upside is not the vision the Celtics had in mind for 2019 and beyond. Yahoo lists Duke basketball as a winner. That's obvious. Nasir Little, they've got him listed as a loser.
You know, the last team that had three guys drafted in the top 10 before Duke?
I'm guessing it's Florida just by the way that you have that look on your face.
Corey Brewer.
Joe Kim.
Joe Kim and Horford.
Not a bad threesome right there.
Yeah.
Nasir Little listed as a loser. Heat fans disappointed that Nasir Little was left by the Heat?
No.
Some reason they were talking bad about him last night.
The Lakers listed as a winner. It says, wait, the Lakers didn't do anything noteworthy on draft night, right? Well, yeah, but the number four pick that they dealt to the Pelicans was a key cog in the deal that landed them Anthony Davis and transformed the team from historic laughingstock to odds-on NBA title favorite. Bol Bol listed as a loser. First, there was the suit.
That was ridiculous. I say that sometimes. Looking at him, he can't have real friends.
Then there was the wait. Long after Little's painful stay in the green room ended at pick number 25, Bol remained watching in his spiderweb-adorned tuxedo. It was an awkward scene. At pick number 44, the Denver Nuggets ended the former Oregon center's long wait with a pick they acquired from the Miami Heat. And, he had that spiderweb tuxedo on.
Bro, and it buttoned on the hip. That was a weird little suit.
He's an interesting cat. That dude's an interesting cat.
He's just weird.
He's an interesting cat.
They pull him to the side, try to interview him. Nobody knows what he's saying.
Anything going on with the Tyler Hero press conference, Solana?
Nothing yet, Hawk.
All right. 4:14. He was supposed to meet the media at 4, but nothing going on yet, as far as we can tell.
He's learning Heat culture.
He's got to take a crash course in Heat culture.
Yeah, don't say nothing stupid now.
All right, we'll take a break here. There is another draft tonight. We've been reminding you. There's the NHL draft tonight. You can hear it here on this radio station. Kevin Rogers will be on at 6 o'clock, and then at 8 o'clock, our NHL draft coverage will start right here on the home of the Florida Panthers. It's sponsored by Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant, Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and more. It's all at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. So that'll get underway at about 8 o'clock this evening. We will take a quick break. We'll continue to monitor the Miami Heat and the American Airlines Arena to see when Tyler Hero's press conference starts. And until then, we'll take a break and come back after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. Standing in the rain. Tyler Hero press conference, I don't think has begun yet. Couldn't get a ticket. Running late.
We're talking last segment about he doesn't have to come out and be an all-star his rookie year. Like, you can't judge him off that. You can't judge him off that tough. But what can we judge him off of? When is it going to get to a point where now we can evaluate Tyler Hero?
I mean, if he fills the role... They're laying out a very, like, I'm thinking about when the Dolphins drafted Mike Gesicki. And so it was, they never said that, no, we only want him to catch red zone passes. They didn't, there was an easy out when people were saying he can't block.
Yeah.
It could have been, we've only brought him here to catch red zone passes. We have identified a need. So you expect him to be able to do everything. With Tyler Hero, I thought Pat Riley was pretty clear last night. He's a sharp shooter. It's what he's going to do. So I think you'll be able to gauge it fairly quickly, although I think J.J. Redick started out slowly in the NBA. I think, didn't he ride the bench for Stan Van Gundy in Orlando? Am I remembering that correctly? Like, I don't think that his first season or two was that great. I mean, it was a while ago.
I'm going to check the numbers right now.
Because I was saying, like, you at 13, we just said he's not a top pick. Like, we don't have too much expectation, but we have some out of him.
But he's got a very narrow definition of what they want him to be, I think. Right? So like, it's pretty narrow. Come in, bang down some threes, hit your free throws, and we're good.
If that's what if he comes in and we can tell his job is to hit threes, to stand out there, get in his spot, whoever's penetrate, but you know you can kick it out. And if he's wide open, he's dropping those threes.
I mean, that's pretty much what he's here for.
He has to start at some moment for me to be happy.
I don't know. I mean, J.J. Redick coming off the bench, too. Like, I mean, fills an unbelievable role.
Yeah, his first three seasons struggled to actually play any games. He didn't average double-digit scoring until his fifth season in the league. Didn't play all 82 games until his fifth season in the league.
Yeah, and I think it was just like, and again, I don't know if that's somebody that Stan Van Gundy saw in practice and said he just can't hang with the big fellas, or, you know, it could be the whole Hassan Whiteside thing with Spo, where you got one guy saying, no, if you'd use him, you'd get something out of him. And the coach saying, I can't use him because I don't feel like I'm going to get anything out of him.
Because what Solana just said, if I'm sitting here in 2025 and it's the first time that I'm seeing Tyler Hero play, he's not a successful draft pick.
Don't forget, though. 2006 and 7 NBA, much different than 2020 NBA, right? Like,
true.
J.J. Redick out of college right now would probably get minutes. Back then, poor defender, wasn't a ball handler. He was a pure shooter. Right now, you throw those guys in. You throw
right.
Jason Capono
yes.
in, bleep it, let him go.
Yeah, I would say it. This as well. I mean, he really does identify a need for the Miami Heat. There's, like, if he's not playing, then you really have to, you'd have to scratch your head and go, well, wait a second, what's going on here?
Is he already the best shooter on the team?
He might be.
If somebody right now in the Heat has to hit a three, who is it for you?
Wow. It's probably Josh Richardson, but I will say this, and you guys are going to get mad. Last season, our most consistent three-point shooter was Justice Winslow.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Hero.
It was.
Let's go, Hero. We talk about consistently how Justice Winslow just learned how to shoot a basketball.
I thought it was Dwayne Wade, to be quite honest. Like, if you asked me last season, who do you need to hit a three, it would be Dwayne Wade, which is, again, in the argument of why they needed to go get a sharpshooter. But I'm with you. Come on, Hero. Honestly, we need a guy. I mean, what a luxury that would be, right? I mean, that would be such a luxury for the Miami Heat, have a guy that's going to be open, hit some threes.
Like, can he be Mike Miller?
There's somebody texted in, he's going to be better than Mike Miller.
But you know what I'm saying? Where Mike Miller comes, seven he hit in that game?
Literally, that happened, 8 years ago today or 7 years ago today?
Yeah, on this day in 2012, Mike Miller hit seven threes at the AAA to win LeBron his first ring. There you go. I like the way you phrased that, Solana. Well done out of you. We were talking about Bol Bol in the last segment, and that he was one of the draft night losers. There were people I saw on social media that were like, wow, the Heat stole him at 44. Why not keep him? Barry Jackson wrote something in the Herald. I just want to read this for everybody so you understand why they didn't, because that's almost one of those situations. The NBA thought he was going to be a top 20, top 25 pick. They have him in the green room for a reason. Falls to 44. So there are people saying, wait a second, if you luck into him that late in the draft, why not just keep him? There's almost no harm, no foul. Why did the Heat trade second-round draft pick Bol Bol to Denver instead of trying to develop an intriguing 7'2 prospect who averaged 21 points and 8 rebounds a game for Oregon last season? Simple, says Barry Jackson. When Miami made the selection at number 44 last night, it was no longer the Heat's pick. Here's what happened. When the Heat decided to trade three future second-round picks to Indiana for the 32nd pick, Miami did it with the intent of selecting KZ Akpala, which they did, who was the highest-rated player on Miami's board. Indiana had obtained that pick from Phoenix in a trade earlier Thursday. After making that selection of Akpala, the Heat quickly decided it did not want or need a second-round pick, so Miami immediately dealt that pick, which had been acquired on Wednesday from Atlanta, to Denver, according to a league source. That happened long before the 44th pick was on the clock. So after the Heat pick at 32, they go, we don't want the 44th pick now. They trade it immediately to Denver. When the Heat selected Bol Bol at 44, it was making that selection for the Nuggets because Miami had agreed about 20 minutes earlier to trade that selection to Denver without any knowledge of who would be available at 44 and with no desire to add a second-round pick to the roster. So there you go. For people that are saying, hey, you lucked into them, why trade them? It was not their pick. They had already decided that they were going to get rid of that second-round pick, and so it was they were making the pick for Denver. So he was never even – it was never even a conversation at the AAA that, hey, we should keep Bol Bol. It was never theirs.
Even that with that situation, right, the Denver fans should know that their team is picking at 44. The entire Heat fan base, you just enlightened me on what happened. So you have a fan base sitting here thinking you're picking the future of your team, but it's 20 minutes in the past of Denver picking.
Right.
The NBA, I think they whiff on this draft, man.
It is weird with the hats, and you have to pretend that you're a member of the Miami Heat, even though you'll never be a member of the Miami Heat.
And
by the way,
they answer questions. They bring the kids over to answer questions about a team they've never seen.
That they'll never play for. There's the press conference. It's happening. You can go to heat.com right now, and you can watch the Tyler Hero press conference. He is sitting in between Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. He's wearing, a burgundy suit?
Yeah, it might be velvet. That's beautiful. What is that, velvet?
Velvet? It's like a wine-colored suit. And now Pat Riley is leaving the dais, and so it is just Eric Spoelstra and the dais.
You don't know what that is?
The dais?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know what a dais is?
No.
Really?
He just learned maelstrom.
Yeah, he added maelstrom to his, that was his word of the day. He's adding new words to his vocabulary. You don't know that you speak at a dais?
No.
You really?
A desk.
It's wait a second. Things. Did you think that I mispronounced desk?
Yes.
By saying dais?
Yes.
And any time in your life you've heard someone say he's speaking at the dais?
Never heard that in my entire life. Nobody's ever heard that.
Because you thought that someone was saying he's speaking at the desk.
He's sitting at a desk. Yes, sitting at a desk.
That's not a desk.
Sitting at the dais-esque. That's that dais-esque they sit at.
He's sitting at that desk. You think he's sitting at a desk? You think this press conference is happening at a desk? Like a desk? Do you know what a desk is?
We caught him again.
I do like that he jumped in thinking that he was nailing me. Oh, what? He's speaking at the what? The dais. The dais?
He said the dais.
You really never heard dais before?
I swear I've
Have
never
you heard lectern?
The lectern? No.
The lectern, yeah. You've never heard of a lectern?
Nope.
Podium?
Podium, yes.
You've heard of a podium? All right, so we'll start there. I need to see what I'm working with. I got to see.
The baseline podium.
Okay, so we know you have a podium, and you know what a desk is, kind of. That's more of a table. It's not even a dais. It's more of a table.
It's a desk.
It's not a desk. It's not a desk. It's not a desk. Never heard dais before, huh?
Nope.
All right. You want to search it up?
No.
Okay.
Make that your word tomorrow.
Dais.
I'll fit that in.
You speak from the dais.
Sounds French.
D-A-I-S, I believe is how you spell it.
They handed him a vice jersey. It's odd, right?
Why?
Well, because typically when you introduce a player, you wouldn't hand him the alternate jersey.
But that's
to your
their best-selling jersey. Right. I mean, I think it's so unique for Miami to have that jersey. Everybody loves that jersey.
It's a great marketing tool there at the dais.
And with the colors he wore last night, it's genius to give him that jersey. It plays right into everything.
It's got like a skirt. The table has a skirt. You know what that is?
Yeah.
You know what bunting is?
Bunting?
Bunting.
Like in baseball?
No. I mean, they do oftentimes decorate a major league ballpark with bunting.
Curve.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue.
A little curve.
You don't
thing.
Know bunting?
Chan, how do you know about this?
Chan.
I got words and nobody calls me Chan. Nobody calls me Chan.
It's really one of my favorite moments is him leaping in like a buzzard and going, what did you just say they're sitting at? A dais? No, dais. I said a dais. It is a dais. Is your family educated?
You know what? That is a hell of an insult. But it doesn't seem like an insult.
Well, I happen to know that his family is very successful okay. and that they are very well educated, but it is a like that is such a cutting question.
It really
like, but you could say what? What? Like that?
I'm just asking. Yeah.
Your family educated?
That's a hell of an insult. I'm gonna start using that one.
All right, let's take a break. Tyler Hero is speaking at the dais with Eric Spoelstra right now, and we'll let you know some of what he has to say when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com. All Hero songs. Tyler Hero. Newest member of the Miami Heat, he has concluded his press conference at the American Airlines Arena. I will give you some of the highlights here via Twitter in a moment, and hopefully we'll have some sound for you. If we don't have it, certainly Kevin Rogers will have it coming up later this evening. A couple of texts that we've gotten. You can always text the show, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Somebody texted. Gotta find it here. Stop comparing Tyler Hero only to white guys. So I texted back, no. And he texted back, but that's so lazy. This is the first time you've ever replied, Hawk. And I texted back, I only see color.
Who do they want? Robert Horry.
Yeah, there you go. Ray Allen, whoever.
See, I have a problem with Ray Allen.
Because he's the best.
Like, I have a problem with Steph Curry. I have a problem with Clay. Right, he's not that. We're trying to find a guy that's a good shooter, but just a level
Wayne
below.
Ellington. Wayne Ellington.
Well, there you go. Wayne Ellington, Texer.
Tyler Hero reminds me a ton of Wayne Ellington.
But to be honest.
Jason Capone.
A little lighter. A little real light-skinned Wayne. No, but who, that mid-range, that okay shooter, that J.J., I think J.J. Redick's a great example.
I mean, J.J. Redick, when you need a big-time three, you're looking to him, and he hits it. If he could be J.J. Redick.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that's why it's a good comparison.
Yeah. Somebody else texts in, Hack, you bleep, 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 like curse, showing your true color. That wasn't funny or fun to hear the way you insulted Solano and his family. You probably come from a piece of crap family yourself. You trailer park garbage. You probably go to church, too.
What?
Which is a weird insult at the end of that.
What's wrong with church, fella?
It's a weird insult. And all I texted him back was butt.
With two T's.
Right. Yeah. Not butt, B-U-T. Yeah.
He can't listen to the show.
But that's got to be pretty disarming when you're that angry to fire off that text, and then the text comes back, but what happens? Do you get angrier, or do you, or does it immediately just leave your body?
Oh, no, he's fire hot right now.
You think so?
He's going to send you another nasty text. Wouldn't say a damn word face to face, but he'll text the hell out you.
But is pretty disarming.
But.
Looking at some of the texts, the tweets from Anthony Chang, who covers the Miami Heat for the Miami Herald. Just a couple of highlights from the Tyler Hero press conference. He says that he grew up a Heat fan. There is a picture of Tyler Hero. Looked like he was 5 or 6 years old wearing a Heat jersey.
Yeah.
So he grew up a Heat fan, he says. Eric Spoelstra on Tyler Hero. His skill set was something that jumped out of the gym. We just think he fits in very well in a Miami Heat uniform. Anthony Chang tweets that Hero says he's close with Bam Adebayo. They both went to Kentucky. He says the two shared texts last night after the Heat drafted him. And then Tyler Hero, this from Anthony Chang, Tyler Hero, colon, with quotes, "I have a lot of confidence." We know that. If you read anything about him, he's got confidence.
And you need that, too. We're not talking about just talking trash, but playing in this league, coming up here with these grown men.
Absolutely. One of my biggest fears always is kids that are going from college to the NBA is you look at some of them, and some of them, they appear soft or not able to withstand. Like, you know the difference when you go from a college locker room, and football is even more different because it's a gladiator sport.
Yeah.
But going from a college locker room, which can be rambunctious, to then an NFL locker room, I mean, you're talking about men.
Grown men. And they just have, y'all's lives are so different. Their preparation, their life is set. You're trying to learn how to get in the game, trying to learn how to figure out if you belong in this league. And they're grinding to go to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You're way behind where they are in their maturation process. So it takes some confidence. It really does. It takes some swag to be able to sit in the room with, you know, like these young guys are, sit in the room. The guys going to the Lakers. Think about it. You're a rookie going to the Lakers. You're about to sit in a room with Anthony Davis, LeBron James. Rookies going to the Rockets. Harden's next to you. CP3's next to you. You can't be in there timid like and pleasant.
You played video games where you were pretending to be them.
Yes. So you have to have a little, and there's always that arrogant, cocky, whatever. Wherever you fall in that little range of confidence to cockiness, you have to have it. You have to be somewhere on the spectrum.
Just reading some of Barry Jackson's tweets from the Miami Herald about the press conference. Seems like it was pretty quick and not a ton there because the reporters seemed to be quoting Spo more than Tyler.
On the video, Tyler wasn't saying nothing. He was sitting there looking down.
Barry Jackson says, Eric Spoelstra said, "Everyone on the Kentucky staff said that if you like Bam, you will like Tyler for sure. Same reason, same work ethic, relentless." And I think everyone who's a Heat fan loves Bam, right? There's not anybody that tells. I mean, you know, again, I don't know if he's ever going to be an all-star, but you like Bam Adebayo.
You love Bam, and you got the same reaction when Bam was drafted 2 years ago. Outrage. Everybody was mad. Nobody had heard of him. Now you like him.
Yeah.
And you know what? I do believe in football-wise, and I think it translates to basketball as well. Guys from Clemson, Alabama, football-wise, those great coaches, they prepare their players better. Calipari is not going to have no dumb player not understanding zones and mans and switches.
I mean, there's a reason that you go to a program like that. It's to be a one-and-done guy. It's to learn from the best for that one season. And I guarantee you, when he's recruiting, he says, "I'm preparing you for an NBA career. It's what I do."
Think about all those videos you see Belichick with Saban, Belichick with Urban Meyer, Belichick with Dabo.
Right.
I want to be cool with you. I know you're good. Let me continue to develop your players. I do believe that. From big schools, players are better prepared to play at the next level.
Barry Jackson from the Herald repeating some of what Anthony Chang tweeted. Tyler Hero said that he grew up a Heat fan. Eric Spoelstra, his skill set was something that jumped out of the gym, the way he shot the ball. The film work and study of what he did during the season meant a whole lot more than the workout. Spoelstra said he talked with Coach Calipari. Spoelstra said Calipari jokingly tried to convince him to draft all five Kentucky starters. That'd be funny. So there you go. Tyler Hero was introduced to the Miami media just moments ago. Seemed pretty uneventful, and now you sit back and wait.
You know what? I will watch Summer League.
Yeah, you want to see if he can spot up and hit a three.
Because it's not, you can't say it's the opponents.
Right, and you can't say, like, you know, you watch OTAs or whatever with the Dolphins. Well, they don't have pads on or whatever. Like, if you're hitting threes, like, if you can hit them, you can hit them.
You can hit them. It's the same rim. It's the same three-point line. I'm going to watch Summer League to see. If you have a knockdown shooter, he should be able to shoot any gym anywhere. I'm going to watch Summer League.
Anyway, that is the news coming out of the American Airlines Arena. And again, Tyler Hero has been introduced as the newest member of the Miami Heat, picked 13th overall last night in the NBA draft. We'll take a quick break here. We're going to open up the Funky Buddha Brewery Happy Hour next.